We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
If you're here for the facts, you're the wrong podcast.
We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year and welcome back.
Happy New Year.
Happy, happy, happy. 2024. Man, can you believe it?
Whew, man, we are.
I thought we'd never make it.
I'm telling you, God is good. God is amazing.
Really, I feel very good about this year. I feel like people say that every year, but 2024, I feel very optimistic about.
I do too. I agree. I think something has to change because the last 3 years have been absolute trash. And
garbage, garbage dumpster fire.
Yes, absolutely. So it can't be, you know, what does the scripture say? Something about joy in the morning can't last forever. Joy in the morning, something like that. I can't remember. My word finding is still difficult right now. However,
red in the morning, sailor's warning.
That's right. The night won't last always. Something about joy in the morning.
Yeah. It's a cool game.
I don't know what the hell I'm trying to say.
Welcome back to the Face Off podcast. I'm Fowler.
I'm Flippy.
And we are going to have a hell of a time today.
Yeah, make sure you keep that in. Don't take that out. I'm struggling today.
Are you doing anything for New Year's Eve?
No, I'm in the house. Okay. So here's my New Year's Eve tradition.
Board in the house and I'm in the house board.
Exactly. So my New Year's Eve tradition used to be to go to watch night service, right? We talked about that a few years ago about the significance, cultural significance in the Black community with going to watch night service. I, however, don't do that anymore. So I go virtually. So I will be tuning in to, a couple of different churches. I usually tune in to Pastor Jamal Bryant, Bishop T.D. Jakes, Dr. Mike Freeman, and my local my pastor from college, Pastor Simmons. They usually have their live, so I'm kind of flipping between four different church services, and I usually just stay in with my gun next to me and my snacks. That's it.
That's so nice. Yeah. I feel like that's a very cleansing way to start the new year.
Yeah, I don't go out clubbing or drinking or anything like that. I just feel like in this climate nowadays, people like have a lot of death wishes for some odd reason, and I just don't need to be a part of that. So I say,
people do lots of crazy shit.
They do. What do you do usually on New Year's?
I'm usually out somewhere drinking, doing something.
Mm.
That's just me. That's the path God's put me on in this life, you know.
I love that for you.
But this is, I'm doing a chill New Year's Eve this year. Nothing crazy. Probably hanging with my mom. I was today years old when I realized that not all places do fireworks on New Year's Eve. Texas is like big firework New Year's Eve people.
Y'all are, because we don't do that in Florida. We don't do
that fireworks. Shit starts popping off 2 days before and we'll go 2 days after.
Yeah, y'all literally have like pop-up like warehouses of fireworks that only happen like during July, the month of July, and in December, which I think is really weird. But yeah, in South Florida growing up, you rarely hear fireworks for New Year's. That's not a thing.
I didn't know. This girl at work who's from Oklahoma was like, why are all these fireworks stands going up? And I was like, because it's New Year's. It's New Year's. New Year's Eve. She was like, what? We only do fireworks on 4th of July.
Yeah.
I personally hate fireworks, so New Year's Eve has never been my favorite holiday here. Loud noise, you already know.
Mm-hmm.
The way my autism presents.
Yeah.
Don't like the overstimulation sensory wise. Also, I'm always drunk and around drunk people, and drunk people and fireworks, absolutely not.
No. And I think you know what it is too? Y'all Texans, y'all just like to blow shit up.
We do. I will say that about that.
Yeah. Y'all like to shoot stuff and blow shit up. I think that's just part of the problem.
Yeah, because like you're not supposed to do it in the city. Everyone does. It looks like a Middle Eastern war is going on. Yeah, like it's smoke, heavy smoke everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everyone likes black cats and Roman candles. It literally sounds like bombs going off.
It does. And what's crazy is like, I'm that neighbor where I never do fireworks, but when I wake up in the morning, I wake up pretty early in the morning on New Year's Day. And what I will do is I go out there with my backpack leaf blower on and I'm blowing all that shit out of my yard because I'm sitting here on my security cameras and I can very clearly see that you have been doing fireworks all night. And I mm-hmm. just cut my grass the other day. So if there is any piece of fireworks, I promise you it's going to the left and to the right and in front of my house. I am that neighbor. I do not.
It's just going
to
be a big circle.
Absolutely. Don't put your trash in my yard. And I wake up 8 o'clock in the morning. Since you want to party till 5 o'clock in the morning with your little fireworks and you don't want to get this shit out of my yard, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it right back in your yard. Yes, I'm that neighbor. Sure.
Amen, sister.
And won't apologize for it.
No, you shouldn't. I hate fireworks. And people don't know when to stop. Like, I think you can, for 30 minutes from like, let's say 11:45 to 12:30, I'll give it to you. Like, absolutely. Go ham. It's these people who do it until 2 o'clock in the morning or they start at like 7 in the afternoon. We don't need to do all that.
They've already started now. So if y'all hear popping in the background, it's because my neighborhood has already started.
And people do it Christmas. They'll start doing it Christmas. I'm like, we don't need that. Jesus is born. Yay. We don't need fire for that.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyway. Y'all just have crazy issues in Texas with just wanting to blow shit up. It's really crazy. I don't get it.
Well, and it's always shitty in Texas because we don't. The liquor stores, you can only buy liquor at a liquor store. Mm-hmm. They are closed. They close at 9 p.m. and they're closed Sundays. So if your New Year's Eve falls at a shitty time, like a Sunday or Monday, you're screwed.
So wait. So you can't buy any liquor in the state of Texas on Sundays?
Correct. You can buy wine and beer after 12 o'clock noon.
At the grocery store. But an actual liquor store is closed.
That's some hard shit. You cannot buy it on Sundays and you can't buy it after 9 p.m.
No way. Mm-hmm. Tells you how much I buy liquor because I don't.
I know. It's backwards over here in this country.
What, is it because y'all are alcoholics in Texas or something?
I think it's based in morality somehow. Like you should be at church on Sunday. You shouldn't be drinking.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Your state wants to be the morale police? Wow. Yeah. Way to go, Texas.
It's like how, you know, I think it's the same thing. You know how some states, like, you can't sign a birth certificate for someone else that's not your wife if you're married or something like that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I've never heard that.
Okay. There's some states that have laws, like, if you are married and you have a child outside of that marriage, you are not legally allowed to sign another birth certificate because the law is based in these, like, morality, and you shouldn't have.
Well, I do know that the state of North Carolina, and only because it was a public issue with a particular R&B singer, where in that state, if the spouse cheats on the other spouse, the spouse that was cheated on can sue the mistress and win money.
Wow.
Yeah, that's in the state of North Carolina.
My thing is like, okay, let's just play a little game here. I'm just saying, like, what if I didn't know he was married?
Exactly. But you have to prove that you didn't know, I guess.
Oh, that's so shitty.
I know. I said the same thing. I was just like, you should be able to sue your spouse because the mistress didn't take a vow to love you through sickness and health to be faithful to you. The spouse did. So the fact that the spouse cheated on you, that's not the mistress' fault.
Did you see that TikTok going around from the mistress perspective? It's like a woman who is a mistress or a side partner for someone.
Side partner. She, I love how you
I guess she's a side partner. I was trying, mistress sounds so like woman of the 90s. But and she was just, I think, kind of saying like there's this community of mistresses on TikTok or whatever, and this is their safe space and how they provide, like, you know, they have these little side relationships with these men so that these men can just like have their fill and then go be this family man. I don't know. They have their reasons for doing it. I don't fucking know. And this girl stitched it and she was like, super cool. Like, I understand, but you don't understand how much it fucks up the kids in these relationships because I was the child of a dad with multiple mistresses and I'm just like, it's horrible. I was like, yeah.
I just feel like if you're going to step out of your marriage, just don't be married. Or be with a partner who wants an open marriage. Just be with a partner who's okay with having multiple partners, a polygamy relationship. Yeah. Just be okay with that.
All that to say, if you're looking for anyone to validate you, or you're looking for someone to share thoughts and opinions on, the internet has a person for you.
Oh, absolutely. Here's a community for everybody out there.
There's a community for everybody. How inclusive.
Yeah. And social media has helped it, but it has also hurt it, because it has also dragged us into that weirdness.
I know.
And we didn't ask for that. You know what I mean? So
we didn't ask for that.
Nah, definitely not. Do you have any other, it literally sounds like an AK-47 outside. It's crazy. Literally, that's literally what it sounds like. I have another tradition that I do for New Year's that.
Oh yeah. What are your New Year's traditions?
So the biggest New Year's tradition is that I am that person who has to wash everything New Year's Eve. I cannot have a single dirty item in my house, except for just the clothes that I have on, right? Which are not usually dirty, but I have to do that before midnight, because I cannot wash any clothes New Year's Day, because it's like old wives' tale that if you wash clothes on New Year's Day, that means you could potentially wash someone out of your family. So I do not wash clothes on New Year's Day. I have to do it New Year's Eve. Yes. And then I have to clean my entire house. All the trash has to be taken out.
I have heard that. Like, if you go into the new year with a dirty house, you're going to have a dirty house.
Yes. So I've been cleaning rigorously since yesterday and today, and doing laundry. Not to say that my house is crazy, but just like, I'm not a dirty person. There's just, I have laundry that's over here that I have folded and have not put up. So that needs to be put up.
Clutter.
And the bombs are in the background. It's crazy. Not literal bombs, but you know, the bombs bursting in there. Anyway. The fireworks. Anywho.
She's a patriot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. And so I have to always get cash out too. I have to go to the bank and get cash out, because I have to have cash. So the cash is like how you come into the new year is how you're going to leave out. So you want to have money in your physical money in your pocket coming into the new year. And that means that you will have it going out of the.
Well, bitch, what? I've never heard any of these. Well, I heard the house cleaning one. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm broke every year.
I always go grocery shopping too, and I have a full house of food, because it's the same thing. Come into the way you come into the year is the way you're going to leave out the year.
What is this black magic?
It's just black wonderfulness, you know.
Yeah. Are you going to eat your 12 grapes under the table?
No, because I haven't done a lot of research on that. And I've heard people just doing that. And I know, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, y'all correct me in the comments if I'm wrong, I believe that that's part of hoodoo, right? But I think it's something where what I was reading was you do it to attract your man or your person or your spouse, but there is something on the other end that you're still having to sacrifice with that. So that's, I mean, I do have grapes. I did buy some grapes today. I don't know that I'll be under the table eating them, but I will be eating some grapes.
Well, I've always heard about the 12 grapes thing, because I think that's Hispanic cult like tradition.
Oh, really?
I've always heard it from my Hispanic friend, the 12 grape, like 12 frozen grapes. Oh. But I had never really heard about eating them under the table until it got really big on TikTok. Mm-hmm. But, and I remember hearing the thing about the red underwear a long time ago, like in high school.
What does red underwear do?
Like, you wear red underwear for something. Let's see.
I don't even own a pair of red underwear. Do I? No.
I don't think I do either.
No, I'm a black or nude type, underwear wearer.
It's a lucky charm if you wear red underwear on New Year's Eve. It's a Spanish, Italian, Chinese cultures. It's for good luck.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have any red underwear, so.
That's we always used to do black eyed peas, though. Growing up, black eyed peas was the lucky thing that you eat on New Year's.
I don't eat black eyed peas, so I can never do that. Cause
you don't like black eyed peas?
No.
I would love black eyed peas.
Black eyed peas and lima beans, I hate them. Yeah, I can't.
This girl was eating lima beans at work the other day. I fuck you not. Lima
That's
beans.
That's weird. She needs to be in an insane asylum, because you just, why do you have lima beans?
Why is that not the most random vegetable?
It's gross. I hate lima beans. But I have a personal vendetta against lima beans. I can't take it.
Did you ever read that book growing up, A Bad Case of the Stripes? It's a children's book. Basically, this girl doesn't eat her lima beans, and she turns into a striped girl, and now I don't eat lima beans because that scared me.
Yeah, I just thought they're too mushy. And I love peas, like sweet peas and stuff like that. And I love garbanzo. I love pintos, red beans, stuff like that. But it's just something about black eyed peas and lima beans that just angers me. It just does. It angers me.
Yeah.
Any other traditions you have for New Year's?
Getting drunk, blacking out, regretting it the next day. Am I right?
with you. Yeah. Maybe you're kind of people. You're millennial people, you're Gen Z people, but not me. I wake up refreshed. Oh, I do a vision board though. I have to do a vision board New Year's Day.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
New Year's Day. I've never done one. It's probably a good idea. I hate resolutions, but that's on some ADHD shit. Like, I just can't stick to anything. And then as soon as you tell me to do something, I'm like, it's the last thing I want to do. So I just try to be like, be a better person, do some new things.
I just always try to make sure that I not only visualize, but like, you know how in the Bible it talks about writing the vision, making it plain. And so writing out my goals for the year is definitely a must, because I have to make sure that I hold myself accountable with doing that. So I try to always, even if I don't get a chance to do the actual vision board on New Year's Day, I try to make sure that I at least write down my goals for the year.
Well, you know what Drake said?
Huh?
You know what Drake said?
What?
You got your resolutions. We just got reservations. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think he was onto something with that.
I don't know.
Reservations all 2024.
But you got to write down the reservations of where you want to go. So
that's true.
Exactly.
Right. That would make be it on the vision board.
Exactly.
Do you cut out magazine pictures, or what do you do?
I usually do magazines, or I'll just print out the actual picture itself from Google or something like that.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll do a digital one. It just depends.
Cool.
But I just try to run it out.
Mine would just be like a picture of a model's body with my head on it and a margarita. Yeah, a margarita in my hand and a beach behind me. That's what I'm manifesting.
Well, that sounds awesome. That sounds really
awesome. Yeah.
What are some things you're leaving in? Well, let's talk about some of the things that we want to leave in and out. We talked about a little bit about our traditions, but what things do you want to leave in 2023 and take to 2024?
I'm leaving out doing anything above and beyond at my job.
Yes.
I'm just doing, we're doing the job we're paid to
do.
That's
it.
And
that's it.
That's it.
That's it. Because what were you doing before I got here? Continue to do that.
And what are you going to do after I leave?
Continue to do that. And if it doesn't come with any extra money, we're not doing it.
Yeah. And I want to bring in peace of mind. I just want to like get my mind right. I need to get back on my meditating shit. Like, I just need to be of sound mind and body.
Yeah.
At all times.
Yeah.
Prayerful.
I'm taking into 2024 again boundaries. I cannot stress enough how important boundaries are, and you cannot go back on your boundaries, because when you do that, then people get real antsy and they feel comfortable to keep stepping over your boundaries. I am definitely taking with me the same attitude of I can control what I can control. And what I can't control, I cannot control. I can't control what you do, but I can control what I do and how I react to how to what you do. So
that's a word.
Yeah. I can control what I can control, and what I can't, I will not try to. So
that's what I like that.
Yeah. I think there's some things just socially that we need to leave in 2023 and not take out with us. The first one is worrying about if people are pregnant or have babies or not. I think we need to really stop that as a community.
You know, this one's hard for me because I love to speculate. I really do.
I know, but you speculate in private. I mean, other than the podcast, but
other than this public platform that I put out.
You say it once and you don't say it again.
Yeah, and I'll never put it in the comments, tell you that.
Right. And people are just going crazy. Like, for example, with the whole Halle Bailey situation, people are like, oh, it's Christmas time. That's why she's not doing promo. She had the baby. And I'm just like, do y'all realize that there are a group of women, there are a lot of women who experience fertility issues. There are a lot of women who suffer from fibroids that may give the appearance that they are pregnant. There are a lot of women who suffer from reproductive issues. And if she hasn't announced that she's had a baby, leave it alone.
Yeah.
This idea people are talking about, she looks pregnant. They look pregnant. I could look pregnant. You don't know what's going on with me medically. Just keep your opinion in your group chat.
Are you seeing me after I eat Chipotle? I fucking look pregnant.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, well, just keep that in your group chat. Stop making think pieces about it in videos. I don't understand why she just don't show the baby. I saw a screenshot. It looked like a pink blanket in the corner.
I will never forget. Do you know who Desi Perkins is?
Desi Perkins, no.
She's a makeup YouTube girl, but she had been trying to have a baby for years, and she just had issues with fertility. And you know, when you start taking all those hormones, it gives you a little pooch belly because your body's like, we're getting ready for a baby.
Yeah.
So she was like, you guys don't understand how she made this whole video about it, but she was just talking about how hard it is for her to be trying to have this baby and having all these miscarriages and being in this vulnerable space. And every time she gets online, people will be like, when are you having a baby? You look kind of chucky. Are you pregnant? Da, 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 da. And she's like, it was like the worst. And I think about that all the time because how fucking awful.
Yeah, it is. It's just like, people, like celebrities, I get it. Celebrities are celebrities and they've chosen this life of celebrity. But at some point you have to let people just be private and have their privacy. I hope that if Halle Bailey in fact did have a baby, I hope she keeps that baby a secret until that baby gets in college. I really do. I love every day she'll post something different where you can see her stomach, you can't see her stomach. And I love that she and her people in her camp have said nothing. And I'm like, y'all have been speculating this for months and she still hasn't said anything. Why do you need to know? Even if she comes out and say, yes, I did have a baby. Oh my God, I knew it. Okay, did that pay your bills? No.
Okay, speaking of babies also, did you just see Rihanna and ASAP Rocky and Aspen with the babies?
Of course not. But I think they're a beautiful family.
So cute. But then there's these videos, people just stand there and record them, and it's so intrusive.
It's creepy. It's very creepy.
It's insane.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever want to be famous. I don't want to be famous.
I'll be famous for Jason.
I don't think I could be famous, honestly, because I would probably end up in lawsuits very frequently.
I would just be depressed all the time.
The minute I feel threatened, I'm shooting you. I'm just... Pow, 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 pow.
Okay, you may know the answer to this. If I'm going to do a stand my ground, like if someone's at my house and I shoot them, do they have to be physically in my house or can they just be on my yard?
It depends on the state you're in. So in the state of Florida, they have to be in your physical house. So the porch is not considered a part of your, it is a part of your house, but when it comes to standing your ground, if they're not physically in your home,
they would have to be like 1 foot in the door, I could shoot and be justified.
Yes, but it also, too, there are variables with that, and it has to just be an imminent threat. So even if a person is on your porch and they are using deadly force toward you where you feel like your life is threatened, you can still use deadly force.
Okay.
Even at your porch or in your driveway. So it has to be, if it's not inside your actual house, you have to fear that your life is in imminent danger and that they are attempting to use some type of deadly force.
Hmm.
Texas, okay. I'm not so sure about. Y'all have very liberal gun laws here. So I would say at the Whataburger, somebody tried you.
They thought about maybe hurting you. You're like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all got very liberal laws here. So I wouldn't put it past them. What's another thing that you're leaving out just socially?
The iOS press release. Like, I need people to stop jumping on social media as soon as something happens celebrity wise and just giving us this cute little notes app message that we don't give a shit about. I don't care. Let your publicist release something. I don't need to know that you're breaking up with your fucking partner. I don't need to know that you're really not sorry for the thing that you said 10 years ago that's come back to bite you in the ass. It always looks bad, and all I want, I don't want any, I want the official press release from your PR company. That's all I care about. The people that are paid to do it, that's what I want to hear, because you're an idiot.
Yeah, the breakup rumors I'm sick of. We don't need to know that you're splitting and getting divorced.
Was it after Gwyneth Paltrow? Is that when everyone started announcing their breakups like that? When her and Chris Martin?
No, I think it was like these YouTube couples and stuff like that when they started breaking up because there were so many YouTubers that were couples and their whole personality was their relationship. Mm-hmm. And then once they started breaking up, of course, they're like, where does the channel go from here? That's when people started making noise about stuff like that.
And I guess they're trying to get ahead of it or something and like sway every, I don't know, but I don't give a shit.
I think even more important, people need to stop prying in people's business. Because I saw this thing the other day, Supercent, who's a social media influencer, and she's the owner and creator of the makeup line, The Crayon Case. She actually released and said, she did her own iOS press release and was like, No, I am no longer engaged. I am single. No, I will not be answering any questions. No, I will not be asking for privacy because I have a public relationship, so I completely understand. No, I will not be dating anybody anytime soon. I will not be answering any questions. And I hate that she even had to address it, because it was very clear that people were probably speculating, like, ooh, I don't see you posting your boyfriend or your girlfriend anymore, so you guys must have broken up. Yeah. Why do you all need to know? Why does somebody have to post something just to say that they're friends or that they're in a relationship? You and I never post each other on social media, on each other's personal social media, but we have a whole business together. I don't need to post you.
Also, why do you need to, why do people feel the need to comment? Because you can question shit all you want. Send it to your fucking group chat. Think about it.
That's insane.
Why do people feel that they have the right to comment on people's posts like that?
I don't see you posting you and your friends like y'all used to. Did y'all fall out? No, bitch, we have lives. Yeah. Maybe we're not around each other. Maybe we want to keep our memories to ourselves. I don't have to post every day that I'm with my best friend or that I do this or that. But like, you don't know what our group chat looks like. You don't know how many days a week we chat on the phone. We have FaceTime. You know what I mean? Like, this assuming just because you don't see it, then it must not exist.
My favorite is when they both post the same screenshot on their separate pages to look like a united front. And I'm like, bitch, obviously you aren't united. You just broke up. So why the fuck did we need a copy and paste?
I need society in general to stop questioning if people broke up. And I think it will reduce the amount of people actually needing to announce that they broke up.
Never going to happen.
No, because people are always going to be, ooh, I didn't see, you haven't posted your boyfriend in a while or your fiance in a while. I think y'all broke up. And if we did, so what?
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know what I also want people to stop doing, though, and I want to leave in 2023? Ruining the movies before people get a chance to watch them.
How so?
TikTok, I love TikTok. And sometimes I do love watching part 45 of a movie, right? But at the same time, I just feel like everybody is so in a rush to be the first one to do it, the first one to see it, the first one to report it, and you're not giving everybody else a chance to watch the movie. So like, for example, Color Purple has come out, right, Christmas Day, and people are talking about, there's social media is divided into, oh, well, to me, I didn't feel like it did the original movie justice. And it's like, well, it's not the original movie. It was a take on, it was the basically the Broadway show put into a theater. That's literally all it was.
So this is the third Broadway show movie adaptation. It's this, Mean Girls, and Wicked. What's going on? This is just the time?
I guess people are like, you know what somebody put in our comments actually on TikTok? I believe it was on TikTok. To that supporter, thank you so much for putting that in the comment section. They did put that they agreed with us when we talked about how Hollywood needs to start doing original pieces as opposed to keep redoing the same shit over and over and over again. The thing is, a lot of these companies, unfortunately, are very afraid to take a chance and take a risk on something brand new when they know that this particular mold has worked. And I'm like, the only reason why we're going to see it is not because we believe that it's better than the original, but some people just want to see it. And I think now, even with The Color Purple, even though The Color Purple did great during the opening day on Christmas Day, people are just like, oh, well, it didn't have this scene in it and it didn't have that scene in it. And I'm like, y'all, because it's not the original.
I didn't realize it was supposed to be the musical. I thought it was a redo of the movie.
See, y'all weren't paying attention.
No.
Y'all
also thought Jennifer Hudson was in it.
Exactly. You didn't even read. You didn't even read. because the thing, it literally said musical on there. And then because I saw the off-Broadway play of The Color Purple, so all the songs like Push the Button and Hell No and stuff like that, I saw all of that, like the church scene that was not in the off-Broadway play, so it wasn't a surprise to me that it wasn't the actual movie itself. But I'm just like, y'all, just stop ruining it for everybody else. Allow people the opportunity to go and see it first. It's like the movie just came out at 7 p.m and you saw it at 6:50, and then at 9 o'clock you're like, can we discuss Color Purple? No, bitch. Can you shut up? Jesus, some of us have jobs.
I know I talked about Saltburn last time, and it's got a lot of people divided because there's some very divisive scenes in it. Mm-hmm. But that is the first movie I'd seen in a long time where I was like, I was like, what is going to happen? Like, things kept happening. I was like, that's crazy. This is crazy. I have to see the end. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I need more of that. But it's these small studios. I think it wasn't A24. Maybe it was A24. But it's the small studios that are making these more, like, original films. Maybe we're just going to have to be, like, indie film watching bitches and watch all these weird movies.
Because I remember even we talked about, you know, some time ago on one of the podcast episodes, we were talking about the Miss Pat show and how.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
People, like, she was talking on her podcast about how, I think it was Fox and Hulu, they wanted her to change some of the stuff that she was doing in the show. And she was like, listen, I am a mother who does not cook. I am a mother who cusses at my kids, because that life, that type of mother exists, right? Just like we look at, you know, rappers like Sexy Red and rappers like, you know, Lola Brooke and all of them. Like, there is a whole demographic of women that represent, that Sexy Red represents, or a whole demographic of women that Miss Pat represents. Like, everybody's not just old Rhapsody style of rap or Claire Huxtable style of mothering. And I think people, these big corporations, they don't want to take a chance because they really don't care about the real world, because the real world is a true representation of the shit that you have no clue about. And it's like, let the people who live this lifestyle be your tour guide to grabbing in a whole nother audience of people, because it actually does exist. I mean, even look at Abbott Elementary. There was not a show that was really done like Abbott Elementary before, where it took you into the actual school system itself, but then it took one person to bring all of these amazing actors together to then show you that it can be done. Okay, you saw how Abbott Elementary worked. You see how the Miss Pat show works. Can we get some more content that is more representative of the America?
We've had a quota on Black content for the year, so we're good.
That's exactly the conversations that they have in these offices.
I still can't get over the fact that they were like, Abbott Elementary should have a school shooting episode.
People are unhinged. Why would you want to traumatize child actors like that? Why?
I am trying to see that from my everyday life, please and thank you.
It's crazy. It's even like, in this past week, I think it was Dave Chappelle, he had a show, and you know how a lot of the comedians, they either lock up your phone or say, if we see your phone out, then we will escort you out and you'll be kicked out of the thing. So allegedly, Dave Chappelle had a show and somebody pulled out their phone to record him. And so he walked off the stage and never came back. And people were all upset about it. But I'm just like, do y'all realize, like, some people just want y'all to be in the freaking moment. Everything doesn't need to be recorded. And this is why I think growing up in the 80s and being born in the early 80s was the best time, because we got a chance to just experience things and just have the likeness of discussing it and not having any proof that it actually even happened, but just having those memories and being engulfed in what was actually going on. Even with, like, the concert with Beyonce's Renaissance, there was so much content that was out there that I don't even need to go and see it in the theaters, because I saw the whole damn concert. I should not have seen it if I didn't go to it, unless I bought a ticket to go to the theater.
Yeah. But it's almost just like, I feel like for people my age and younger, it's like, if I don't post it, did it even happen? Like, I don't, like, not this validation that comes from posting things online, but you're like, everyone I know is look once, like, obviously you follow people to see what they're doing in their life. And I'm doing something that I think I should be showing. If I'm not showing it, then how is anyone going to know that I'm doing it? How am I going to remember that I did it or how great it was? I don't know. It's this fucking weird shit from social media.
I think it's okay to film it. I think it's okay to film yourself, but you don't have to post everything. I think we are in a society where we are posting way too much. Like, I love, and I know this is going to sound really weird, but with everything that's going on in Palestine right now and in Gaza, I'm appreciative for the press, Bassan and Motaz and all those other men and women that are posting about this stuff, because that's the stuff we actually need to see and be aware of, because that's the stuff socially that we can actually help to change by pressuring our own, you know, politicians and our particular states and local government and all that kind of stuff. But I feel like we post too much of our personal lives that is really not affecting change or really making a difference. And I think it could be very detrimental, because then you start having these people who are posting anything for clickbait and content and then wrapping it up in a bow and saying, I'm an influencer. Mm. And then you teach the younger kids that, oh, if you just go out and tuck your pants in your ass and walk around interviewing people, then all of a sudden you can be successful and famous. And it's like,
easy.
And this is why we got the Kardashians. What the fuck are you famous for? Nothing.
For being famous.
For being famous. Exactly. Because somebody decided, well, just like what you talked about last week about how America picks and chooses what they deem profitable and to get behind and to support. And it's like this empty rhetoric of nothingness. And it's just like, we don't need to see no more of Get Readies with Me.
It's empty rhetoric of nothingness.
Yeah, it's empty rhetoric of nothingness. That's going to be the title of this show.
Yeah, it's like all this glittery fluff that means fucking nothing. But it makes me so sad. I'll go play, even like I'll go on vacation, I'll go out to do things. And everyone has their, it's like they're viewing it through their phone.
Yeah.
So it's like you're not even really there. But then I'm doing the same shit. I'm taking pictures too. And it's this, I always have this, like internal conflict where I'm like, I just want to live in this moment, but I want to remember this moment. So like, do I record it or do I just sit here and enjoy it? I don't fucking know.
I mean, I think it's worthwhile to take pictures and videos and stuff like that, but you also don't post every single thing that you do every day, every minute of the day. And it's that type of, you know, unwanted consistency. I think that really makes social media not fun, because it's like, we should only be able to see, like, if you just want to put a week at a glance, a month at a glance, I'm cool with that. But every minute of the day, this is what I ate for breakfast. Okay, Get Ready with Me. This is what I ate for lunch. Bitch, we know how to get ready. We don't need to see you put your pants on.
I almost wonder, though, if it's because of our age that we don't feel like we can or should or have to do that. Because I feel like that kind of incessant posting is, like, Gen Z, younger people, for no reason, no following, they don't give a shit, but they're all living like influencer lives.
Yeah,
they all, and not even to be like, oh, I'm an influencer, but that's just like, oh no, this is just things that you do. Like, why wouldn't I post every fucking thing I'm doing all the time to an audience of three?
Yeah,
like, I don't know, it's crazy.
I remember when Facebook first came out, even before Facebook. Yeah, Facebook, because remember Facebook was only for college students. Everybody couldn't get on Facebook at one point. You had to have a college email in order to get on Facebook. That was what it was originally for. It was basically like you getting back in contact with your friends from school, right? And so I remember when Facebook first came out and people started posting stuff like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going on my cruise in 2 weeks. And then they would come back and then their house was wrong. And I'm like, this is why you need to stop telling people when you're going out of town. And this is why people started doing Latergram, because it's like, stop telling people, ooh, I can't wait. I'm going on vacation from December the 20th to December 25th. And then you come back and your whole goddamn house is robbed. Well, you told people where you were going.
Yeah.
And that's the dangers of telling people all your business.
I've even stopped posting while I'm somewhere. I won't post until I'm gone.
Yeah.
My friends used to talk shit because I would be like, hey, don't tag where we are until we leave. And they're like, what? I'm like, because people are just, people are watching all the time. And I know it sounds like, oh, people, no, people are just fucking weird and they're watching your shit all the fucking time. And we've been places before and people have shown up there. And I'm like, I know that they're here because they knew we were fucking here because someone posted about it.
I never tag myself of where I actually am. And I don't let other people tag me in shit either. You have to get approval to tag me in anything.
Yeah.
Because I will take off, when we went to Paris, I took all the pictures in the world, all the videos in the world, right? Because this is my keepsake. Now, I will post a clip every now and then, but I went to Paris in 2019. Nobody knew when I went to Paris because I didn't post while I was there. I posted things once I got back and people were like, oh my God, this is amazing. Enjoy your time in Paris. I'm like, bitch, that was 2 weeks ago. I'm already back.
Later, Graham.
Later, Graham. I'm not telling you where I am. Like, it's a
Also, it's nice to enjoy your time and not have to worry about posting when you're there.
Exactly. Because you're in the moment.
Yeah.
You're in the moment.
But it literally, I have this conversation with my mom all the time. Okay, there's this weird age gap thing where it's like, I want to say people like 7 to 10 years older than you were deprived of social media growing up, like any of it. I feel like you still had a taste of it. So like you get it and you're fine. But it's like these people who didn't have it, but they're still young enough to be tech savvy. And they just like are feral for Facebook. And my mother isn't like, we go somewhere and she is, the pictures are fucking taken and uploaded within 15 minutes of being there. And I'm like, can you, we fight all the time. I'm like, can you chill? Just chill. Just be here. It's fine. But, and then I'm looking at it and there's 37 comments from all these people and fucking likes as soon as she posts it. Cause they're just on their shit.
People 40 and up will not get off of Facebook. Facebook is their TikTok or their Instagram. Crack. Yeah. And then, and then stuff that you've already seen on TikTok, they will send you a month later from Facebook and be like, oh my God, look at this. And you're like, this is old.
When I tell, literally 4 hours ago, I had to tell my mom for the 90th time, I said, listen, I saw this 2 weeks ago on TikTok. Just download the TikTok app. No, I don't want TikTok. I was, stop sending me links from Facebook and Instagram. I've already seen it on TikTok. It originated on TikTok. And she's like, no, it's just watch it. It's hilarious. I've already seen it.
I've already seen the remixes. Let it go.
Yep.
Yeah.
God.
It's hilarious. Well, what were you telling me about Tesla?
I feel like we keep hearing these robot stories. Another one came out that a robot at Tesla went haywire, grabbed one of the employees and drew blood, scratched him up, drew some blood.
Can we leave robots in 2023? I think it's time.
It's giving iRobot. All of these stories just make me think of iRobot.
It's real. Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be.
I don't understand.
Art is life, they say.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't understand how you as a society of technology can see these movies and not think that art depicts life and that like it won't happen. And we've all like the father of AI has already said, first of all, I blame him, so he's not
blamed. He said shut the shit down.
He was like, I'm sorry, god damn it, I must pull the horn, let's stop it. And I'm like, sir, you have to be the one to just crash it and take all the knowledge out of people's heads, but it's too late. You've already opened Pandora's box.
Yeah, and it was the Tesla factory in Texas, so if those shits just decide to fucking mobilize, we're screwed.
I'm getting out of this state. This state has too much going on. Too much going on. I'll tell you another state that has too much going on. Denver, Colorado specifically, because Denver is not a state. I mean, Colorado is a state, but
anyway. Denver is not a state.
Denver, Colorado, the state of Colorado. So you know how Russell Wilson is the quarterback for the Denver Broncos, right? So
big football girls.
Yeah. So this is a little bit in the rehab corner a little bit, but so this week, the head coach decided to bench him for the remainder of the season. So Russell Wilson, obviously, is a quarterback, famous quarterback. He's a Super Bowl champion from the Seattle Seahawks. Huh?
Sierra's husband.
Yes, I guess you could. Yeah. It can kind of go both ways, yeah. So he basically has a clause in his contract that guarantees him about $37 million from the Denver Broncos if he gets hurt. Well, they're trying to do they asked him to renegotiate his contract and take that out so that they can negotiate other contracts with other people because they don't feel like they're getting what they paid for in him as a quarterback, right? And even though his stats are very, very comparable to Patrick Mahomes, who was the most recent Super Bowl champion, year before last, and so they said that if he did not renegotiate his contract and take that clause out of his contract, then he will be benched for the rest of the season. I just personally feel like he's an idiot. Russell Wilson is an idiot if he takes that shit out because exactly. Like we know as therapists,
I'm done.
Thank you. There are so many men and women who get one concussion and their entire career is done. Their life can be done in 1 second. You can get paralyzed in one hit.
I feel like in the NFL, that's the one thing that's the dream clause. Like you want guaranteed money. So for them to be like, hey, can you take the one fucking best piece of your contract out so we can kind of negotiate and get some better people than you? Abso-fucking-lutely not. I'd be an idiot to do that.
Yeah, and I pray that Russell Wilson holds to his ground, because either way, whether they play you or not, they're going to owe you $37 million.
Yeah.
And it's guaranteed. Like, to me, I feel like every NFL player, no matter if you're on the practice squad or not, you should have an absolute guarantee. I think it should be mandatory. Say it again.
Did you say the cracker squad?
Practice squad. I'm not a racist.
No, because have you seen all those TikToks that are like, if the NFL had like an all black team and an all white team, who they would play?
You know what? You know what's crazy? I asked one of my coworkers one day, she's white, and I said to her, "Is the word cracker offensive to you?" Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Mm-mm." And I was like, "What does the word cracker mean to you as a white woman?" She's like, yeah. "It just means that I'm a white person." And I was like, have you ever heard of like where it actually comes from? Like cracking the whip, like in slavery days? She was like, oh, is that what it means? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, I'm offended now. No.
Don't tell.
I was like, yeah, that's where the word cracker comes from. It's not just a white person. I mean, it can't, and some people mean it like that, but it literally comes from cracking the whip.
Cracking the whip.
Yeah. Well, speaking of cracking the whip, what were you talking about Florida State?
Florida needs to crack the whip. They got beat. They got their asses beat by Georgia. It was like 63-3 after they did all that fucking whining and moaning about not getting in.
Jesus.
To the fucking bowl game. Isn't that crazy?
60-3?
And when I tell you these Georgia players were on the side fucking live streaming, eating snacks, doing all this crazy, 63-3.
Are you sure that wasn't the practice squad?
That was the practice squad.
That had to be the practice squad. There's no way. Didn't they have like a near perfect season?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there at the end. But did I watch the game? No, not at all. But that was a blowout if I've ever seen a blowout.
Jeez.
That's fucking embarrassing.
That really is, on that big of a stage. And I mean, they've played them before, right?
They have
Florida State? Jeez.
I know you're not asking me questions like that right now. Mind you, I'm saying all this knowing good and goddamn well Texas plays tomorrow and it could go.
Who do y'all play?
We play Washington. And I have good feelings, but we've been known to fuck it up at the end.
What color is Washington?
You know. Are they blue or purple?
I was going to say, if it's the purple Washington, I know which one you're talking about. I don't know a blue Washington, though.
I think it's, yeah, they're purple ones.
Okay,
purple.
I know who those are. What were you telling me about Hershey?
Okay, this woman in Florida is suing Hershey.
Oh, Lord.
Hershey. The Hershey people. The chocolate motherfuckers.
Yeah.
She's suing them because, you know they have chocolate shapes, like the Reese's peanut butter cups. They come in like pumpkins or footballs, depending on the season.
Yeah.
So on the wrapper, the chocolate pumpkin has a jack-o'-lantern face. But when you open up the actual piece of chocolate, it's just a pumpkin. And she is suing because she's saying that it's false advertising because there's no face on the pumpkin. And that the American people are being lied to by the chocolate companies, by Big Chocolate.
Okay.
And what I want to know is, why haven't we together, you and I, thought of something we can sue a company for?
Oh, I have.
Damn it!
Allegedly. mine was just real. Anyway.
In collaboration with me.
Right. It's just real. It's just current. Anyway. It's not in the past. Anyway. Here's the thing with that. I think we are abusing the justice system.
I think so too. That's insane.
First of all, you shouldn't even be eating Hershey's anyway because it's sugar and it's bad for you, right? Allegedly. But, ma'am, did you die because the pumpkin wasn't a face?
I'm like, well, how did this hinder your life? What happened to you?
And what judge said that this was appropriate? Like, I agree with the lawsuit that the lady did about the baby powder with the talcum powder in it that gave her, allegedly gave her cervical cancer, things of that nature. I agree with the mom suing Tide to put, like, well, not suing Tide, but Tide being in a lawsuit to now tell the kids, hey, don't eat the Tide Pods, right? Because that could potentially harm a large group of people who are dumb enough to eat fucking Tide Pods.
Right.
Bitch, the the damn Reese's is still edible. What is, that's what I want to leave in 2023. Dumbass lawsuits. That's what I want to leave in 2023. Because you're, what judge approved that?
This is very much giving. Did you ever see the video of the guy who made his living just like scamming companies and reporting shit to OSHA? And then he would have to go on paid leave for an extended amount of time.
I do remember.
Okay. That's what this reminded me of. Like this bit, like I can just see someone sitting around all day being like, what can I fucking cash in on? Which like get your bag, girl. But man, I'm pissed. I didn't think of it.
As a judge, I would be so pissed. Like, I did not go to school and spend all this money in law school to be on this bench to hear a case about. I would be so pissed as a juror if this went to a jury trial to sit on here and be like, well, in what ways do you need punitive damages? Did this cause you emotional distress? Did this cause you emotional and physical distress?
I don't think I've ever told you this story, but year it was my job to pick up the birthday cake for one of my cousins. Yeah. Was from the cookie cake from the place in the mall. Mm-hmm. And I showed up the cake. We had ordered it either in person or online, but it was supposed to be ready. I showed up, the cake wasn't ready. It didn't look like the picture was supposed to look like. It was horrible. I had to wait there while they did. It was just trash. Right. Mm-hmm. And I was upset, but I was just like, no, these motherfuckers are going to, I'm going to get my money's worth out of this cookie cake. I tweeted this fucking story to Great American Cookie about how they ruined this little girl's birthday, about how important the cookie place was to us and all of our birthdays, and how we just didn't trust them anymore, how no one could trust them, how we couldn't believe this happened. Tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet. I left reviews. I got a free fucking cookie cake.
You sound like a Karen.
And after, with that little power, I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. Also, then I would get a cold pizza, like from Pizza Hut or something. And I'd be like, oh, they're going to be hearing from me. And I would just tweet a bunch of times and you get free pizza.
We need to cut your hair with the hairstyle of, I need to speak to your manager.
That fucking extreme bob. Dude, this lady at the hospital had that haircut the other day. And I literally went around and I'm not even getting near it.
There definitely is a look.
Elf bob. You got a fucking 45 degree angle in that shit. Not yep, doing it.
Absolutely. There is power in being able to vocalize certain things, but I'm sorry. We are in a generation now where people are being ethnically cleansed off the face of this earth. And you have time, money, and energy to go and sue a candy company because mm-hmm. it doesn't look like in the wrapper how you wanted it to look.
Yeah.
Bang your head against the hardest brick wall you can find, person.
Can you imagine if I sued the government because my check didn't look like the money in my account didn't look like the amount on my check when I got it?
I should sue my former teachers in PT school because they told me that PT was a great profession to go into. And I feel duped.
You were manipulative.
I was manipulative. And I think they should all get a lawsuit because it has caused me grave emotional and physical distress.
I think you have grounds.
I absolutely have grounds.
So I'll stand with you on that.
Now all I have is my word.
If you don't have your word, you don't have anything.
This was in 2009. I mean, we weren't texting like that, you know? It still cost to send text messages. It wasn't unlimited.
That, okay, do you remember when it would cost to log on to the internet from your phone?
Absolutely.
If you accidentally hit that button, you would just start fucking trying to exit out really quick.
And it costs you 10 cents per text message. And then it costs you 99 cents per ringtone that you wanted. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We were traumatized as kids. Anyway, speaking of trauma, no more. Our girl Gypsy Rose is officially out.
And leaving the state of Missouri.
Good for her. Like on her own volition? Wait, can she leave? Can she travel?
She's being forced to leave the state. No one knows why. All we know is that her parole officer told her that she had to go on get, because apparently she had tickets to go see the Chiefs game. She wanted to see Taylor Swift. She was going to go to the Chiefs game. Missouri said, you got to get the fuck up out of Kansas City, and told her, I guess she's a security risk. I don't know. No one knows exactly why she had to leave.
I hope she has support. I hope she has support. I would love, even though I'm not a Taylor Swift fan, I would absolutely love if Taylor Swift took her on tour with her.
Ooh, yeah.
And like Gypsy Rose was like the mascot of the Taylor Swift concerts.
Technically she is a murderer. I don't know how that would look. I'm for it.
Did she kill her mom or did the boyfriend do it?
I think she's, it's just, she didn't get, she got second degree, didn't she?
She was in collusion. She was definitely in collusion. But did she actually pull the trigger and or stab? No.
I don't think that was her.
It was definitely her boyfriend.
She just had that, she had that boy whipped.
And I don't think he should be in prison because he rescued her. Free that man, whomever he is. I don't know who he is. Not unless he has a history of killing people, then no, don't let him out. Speaking of jail, we got to talk about it real quick. We're going to talk about it real quick because we're going into a new year, so we don't want to dwell on stuff and we don't want to get canceled in the new year. Okay, so I was telling you about how Jermaine Jackson, this new sexual assault lawsuit came up against Jermaine Jackson, who's the brother of Michael Jackson and a member of the original Jackson 5, and how this young lady brought out this lawsuit from an incident, alleged incident that happened in 1988.
What year were you born?
84.
Okay.
And you were telling me about Paula Abdul recently with, who was she suing? Or
oh, that guy that if you saw him, you would know exactly who it was.
That guy. Dylan. It makes perfect sense now.
Nigel Lithgow. He was on American Idol with her.
Yes.
He's an executive producer from American Idol. He's this old, snarly looking white guy.
What year is she saying that she was either allegedly sexually assaulted or...
I'm assuming when she was on American Idol. 2002 to 2009 is when she was on American Idol. And I'm thinking that's when it was.
Well, or she was it sexually harassed or was it assaulted?
She is suing him for sexual assault.
Interesting. I just feel like, I know we were kind of talking off air a little bit about a lot of these sexual assault lawsuits that are coming out, especially like decades and decades later, and how I think...
Ew. Oh, sorry. I just read the... He pushed her against the wall, grabbed her genitals and breasts, and began shoving his tongue down her throat. But if this was in the beginning seasons of American Idol, then this means it was like in 2002, 2003. Mm-hmm. So then that's 10 years old too, 10, 11 years old.
I know we always talk about, you know, trauma like that and how you can never rush someone to tell their story. But I feel like these stories that are coming out 30 years later, it makes it very difficult for the actual victims themselves to really get justice because it appears as if it takes an extremely long time. And I know there are some things that are put in place like NDAs that may be put in place that you can't talk about certain things or you have to wait until that's up. But I feel like an NDA can be broken, especially if I would assume if the law has been broken with regard to like sexual assault and all this other kind of stuff.
I was about to ask. That makes sense to me. Like if you signed an NDA, but then you saw someone killed at a party, surely the police would be like, and talk.
Exactly. It's almost like breaking patient confidentiality if there is some type of detrimental situation going on, even like with a priest. Like you can break confidentiality with a priest or a pastor or whatever, or a clinical psychologist, psychiatrist, if it in fact is harmful, you know, to a group of people, that person, whatever the case may be. And I just feel like for victims of sexual assault, you know, I think you'll never be comfortable coming forward because society makes you believe that you're not important or that your story doesn't matter because you're telling it 30 years ago. But on the other side, it's like, why are you waiting 30 years to come forward and tell these stories when these people are decrepit and almost in the ground? And it's like, what major proof do you have? Do you have a rape kit? And I'm not saying you have to prove, well, you do if you're going to sue somebody, but what I'm saying, I'm trying to tread very lightly with this subject because it's I'm not making light of it whatsoever, but I just feel like it invalidates sometimes what actually happened to you because you've waited 30 years to now come forward. But like I said, I would feel like if you signed an NDA about something, that should be null and void if there was something law-breaking that actually occurred, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's tough because I feel like a lot of the times, especially with sexual assault, it takes people processing that trauma to want to come forward.
Absolutely.
And who knows how long that takes. But I feel like societally, people are like, how are we going to get mad at this person for doing something 30 years ago? Blah, 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 blah. Which, like, if you do something, you should always have to take responsibility for whatever you did and how it hurt somebody.
But is there a statute of limitations, though, on sexual assault in certain situations or in any situation?
Well, here's the thing. If it was my sexual assault, I would say no. If it was someone I knew, I would say no. True. But I think if you would just ask me generally, I'd probably be like, oh yeah, maybe like 10, 15 years. Sure, why not? But it's so personal. It's so subjective. It's so, you know, like, what if it happened to someone when they were fucking 10 years old and they don't start processing that trauma till they're in their 20s. And by the time they want to say something, they're, you know what I mean? And that's a long time.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I don't fucking know. If people could just fucking keep them hands to themselves and stop being horrible people, it would be a lot easier.
That's very true, because that's really where it stems from. Like, people wouldn't have to come out 30 years later against you if you would have just kept your hands to yourself and been a productive citizen of society.
Listen, here's my thing. If you have hard proof, then there's no statute of limitations. If someone did something fucked up to you and you can be like, this happened to me and I can show you when and where and how, then...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely. I agree. Well, there's a new lawsuit that's actually going out right now. Speaking of, on the back of NDAs, Tasha K, who is a, I don't even know if she's a social media influencer, blogger, whatever she is. Anyway.
She is a character, that's for sure.
She is. And she owes Cardi B allegedly $4 million as awarded to her in a defamation. I believe it was a defamation case. And some of Cardi B's HIPAA, some of her medical records were involved as well, too, saying... Tasha K allegedly said that she had herpes and other sexually transmitted diseases and whatnot. Anyway, Cardi B won the lawsuit and Tasha K now has to pay Cardi B $4 million in punitive damages, blah, blah, blah. So this past week, another big celebrity in the name of Kevin Hart is actually suing Tasha K because allegedly there was an extortion situation that occurred where allegedly someone from Tasha K's camp said, hey, I'm interviewing Kevin Hart's, Kevin Hart, I'm interviewing your former assistant and she's spilling all this tea. And if you give me $250,000, this interview can go away. Now, apparently,
who are those people she has around her?
That's the same thing I said. Cause I'm like, for your team to represent you allegedly and to say that to Kevin Hart is crazy. And then for him to say, absolutely not. This person is held legally by an NDA. So that's what we were talking about, NDAs with regard to these particular issues that, when the lawsuit was put out on social media, of course, Tasha K is in the comments like, the whole interview was out. And I'm like, no, I think you like being sued, because if I owed anybody $4 million, I would shut the hell up.
Well, maybe if she's in multiple lawsuits, she knows no one's getting any money anywhere.
Well, the lawsuit with her and Cardi B is done.
That's true.
Because I think her team allegedly appealed the award and it got denied. And she still has to pay Cardi B $4 million. I think the only thing that ended up happening was, I think she allegedly filed for bankruptcy and Cardi B was starting the collections on the $4 million. And then the judge was like, okay, relax. Cause you can't, she ain't gotten up much. So you're going to relax. So, but I'm just like, I think you need to stop going up against these heavy hitting people who have long money for lawyers, because
well, like, he's also, Kevin Hart is a major celebrity. He's been famous for a long fucking time. Like, that man has lawyers and publicists and fucking business manager. He's not new to this shit.
Well, and the thing is, apparently from a clip that I saw, they were talking about, his former assistant was talking about the whole accident that occurred and that he allegedly framed his friend. And he was actually in the driver's seat of the car and moved seats and all this shit and whatever. And I'm just like,
that's not shocking.
Yeah, it's not shocking. But at the same time, I'm just like, you as a former assistant, is Tasha K paying you? Like, this is what I'm talking about with regard to NDAs. People are so willing to give up information for free. You're not even capitalizing off some of this stuff.
You ain't got money to pay.
I remember back in the day when the National Enquirer was really big before social media was a thing, the National Enquirer would actually pay you for these stories. TMZ would actually pay you for these stories and any kind of proof. People are willingly jumping on free ass YouTube and giving an interview, and you're ruining your life. You're ruining your livelihood.
I would not break an NDA for shit. That shit scares the fuck out of me.
I would sign an NDA if money was involved. If you paid me a certain amount of money to be quiet about certain things, if the NDA would have to make sense for me.
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't break an NDA for shit.
No, I wouldn't break it either, because people will come after you. And I think, again, these bloggers, you're just biting at the straws now, because my thing is, even for the assistant, were you assaulted in any kind of way? Did people threaten your life in any kind of way? But the fact that you just want to expose somebody, it's the same shit with Lizzo's dancers. Y'all just want to expose it because you want to expose it.
Yeah.
Like,
the truth will set you free.
But and first, and the truth is going to be put out there regardless, but you running to TMZ and to all of these other blogger sites and stuff, it's just like, what benefit did you have from that?
Mark my words, if I ever do a tell-all, it'll be a sit-down interview, hopefully with Gail.
You want to talk
to Gail?
That's
the only way I'm doing it. I'd do it with Gail.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Who'd you do it with?
Oprah, definitely. It would only have to be Oprah.
I would love to do Oprah, but also she's got the Ozempic bobblehead now. It freaks me out.
Yeah, but she's going to ask the questions that people want to know.
Were you silent? Or were you silenced?
Yeah. I think...
I deserve an Oprah moment. I just don't think I'll have it, so I'd settle for Gail.
I think Robin Roberts would be a great one too.
That would be a fun one. I'd love that.
You know who else would be good? Jemele Hill.
Ah!
I would absolutely do a tell-all in front of Jemele Hill. Absolutely.
Okay.
Mark my words. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm so glad we have that on recording.
Absolutely. I mean, I would talk to Gail, but I would want Oprah or Jemele.
I'd talk to Gail, but I would need a strict, like, talking point.
Yeah, and if you deviate, Gail, this interview is done.
I'm standing. I told my supervisor, I'm going home.
I'm tired of the lies. You know who else I'm tired of lying? Of people lying? I'm tired of people lying about their nationality.
Oh my God, these fucking fireworks, dude.
They still have not stopped. I'm tired of people lying about their supposed nationality. So in the news this past week, your great friend, Nikki Haley, aka Nimrata.
With that name, though, how did we not know?
Well, here's the thing. Most people think that Nikki Haley is a white woman in America because she kind of looks like a white woman in America.
She's very light-complected, yes.
Exactly. Well, this is why I love Gen Z, because Gen Z is tearing all the walls down, and I love it. So they recently found like her family's pictures, okay, with her father wearing his turban and her whole entire Southeast Asian family. And her real name is not Nikki Haley. It is Nimrata.
Because I think it's safe to say that she operates like a white woman in this country.
Absolutely, she does. Absolutely. Yeah.
Be true to yourself, baby. Be true.
I feel like, and she was more so in the hot seat this week because she was talking about the Civil War.
I've heard it.
Right. And so she was talking about going around the circle of saying that the Civil War was about allegedly the government's control. And people were like, no, that's not what the Civil War was about. It was about controlling. It was about slavery.
Buying and selling.
Slaves who were trying to be free. And so, of course, she got in the hot seat because people were like, why can't you just say the word slavery, that it was about slavery? She was like, well, yeah, obviously it was about slavery, but it was much more than that. It was about government control.
It was about keeping the union together.
The union of slavery? Is that what you're talking about, ma'am?
States is one.
I just find it really weird how like her and what's the other guy, the Republican, one of the Republican frontrunners. So his name starts with a V, Vim something. And he's Southeast Asian as well too, I believe.
Uh-huh.
V-Tech, V-Moot, something like that. Anyway,
great.
It's V something. The thing that he benefited from not being born here, or him being born here, his mother was not a U.S. citizen at the time. he's trying to erase the very system that allowed him to be a U.S. citizen. And I'm just like,
isn't that the darndest thing?
It's amazing to me how y'all benefit from an entire system and then you try to kick the goddamn ladder down so mm-hmm. no one else can benefit in the same way you benefited. Like, what the fuck is
be
wrong
with people?
It's girl, I'm telling you, they're the Rachel Dolezal of
Dolezal.
What did I say? Dolezal?
It doesn't matter. She's right.
One more other thing. Biden, speaking of just politics real quick, did you hear that your president of the United States is coming after Hot Wheels, allegedly? So Hot Wheels is Greg Abbott, who was the governor, unfortunately, of the state of Texas. And right. And apparently there is a potential lawsuit that could happen, allegedly. So the Biden administration has warned the Texas governor that it will sue the state if it continues to enforce the SB4, which was a law that was signed by Governor Greg Abbott that would allow the state officials to arrest, jail, and prosecute migrants on illegal entry criminal charges. And apparently, weren't you telling me that Hot Wheels bust some people somewhere?
They just flew a shit ton of people up to Chicago because from what I recall, the mayor of Chicago was like, whatever goes going down there in Texas with the immigrants is fucking ridiculous. And so Greg was like, oh, you think you can do better? I'm gonna put them all on a plane, ship them right up to you.
Isn't that trafficking though?
You would be taking people across state lines, so it does sound like trafficking. I don't know legally how that works. Mm-hmm. I would say, yeah, sounds like it. I don't think you can just fucking like abduct these people and transport them to another place on the other side of the country. What do I know? I just feel like this country has so much money and a fuck ton of resources, and I don't know how we haven't figured this out yet.
You know, I agree with you on that. And I also don't understand how, like, okay, so Texas as a state has control of its borders, I would assume. And it's amazing to me that the Supreme Court can kick back to the state control over a woman's right to choose abortion, but somehow there isn't any jurisdiction that the governor has over their own borders to either close or open them or whatever the case may be. I don't think it's Joe Biden's job or any president. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, Clinton. I don't believe that it is a United States president's job to control any border issues when you are the said governor of that particular state. You should have jurisdiction over your own borders. And the fact that you're trying to blame a president for borders when you are the controller of it is beyond me.
It's going to be finger pointing until November. I'm going to tell you right now.
Exactly. And I'm just glad we don't ever have to deal with Hot Wheels again. I'm just grateful that he won twice and that we no longer have to deal with him again.
This, much like the student loan issue, I feel like there's a million ways this could be solved, but it would all require sacrifices in ways that these people don't want to, so it's just never going to get handled.
Absolutely, because you have money for war, but you don't have money for, and I personally don't like to use the word immigrant or migrant. I like to use the term asylum seekers, because that's what I feel people who are crossing the border, that's what they are. These are people who actually want to work. They are already hard workers in their own respective countries. They are not coming here for a handout. They're coming here for a better life for their children. Most people that are crossing the border, they are not crossing by themselves. They're crossing with their children and trying to give their children a better life. They are trying to work their way up, pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And I don't understand how we as a society look at asylum seekers as this horrible thing. Like, I was talking to, you know, one of my friends today, a mutual friend of ours, and we were talking about how, you know, you have all these people who are in, well, I won't say all these people, but you have some people who are in America who just want a handout. Can't we trade them for the asylum seekers?
You know what's crazy is it was so long ago, and I need to re-listen to it, but it was this podcast, and they went down to border towns in Texas, and they were talking to the people who lived there, and it was those people who were like, we have got to do something about the borders. This is, and it's just like, those are the people who are having all these issues right now with people crossing, because they just have like, they're like, it's dangerous. We have people out here walking in our like walking in our property that we don't know. We don't know who they are. They're coming here. We're all scared. They're doing all these crazy things, right? So it was just really interesting to hear, because I agree. Like, I'm like, you know, these people are doing everything they can to get over here. And I think there should be a way to figure it out. But all of these people who live in these border towns are like, and because they're the ones who are having to deal with it the most, right? This influx of people and these all these people here, and it's probably all of their resources. They're paying all these taxes. It's going to shit. And they're really getting some pushback down there about the borders. They're not happy.
I would rather my taxpayer money goes toward helping asylum seekers cross the border and start a better life than funding a genocide in Palestine.
You should be able to put your little tax coin in a bucket.
I would rather my taxpayer dollars pay for my student loans, but since we can't control that, I would rather, I don't mind. And I think, you know what it is too? I think because I am from South Florida, and in South Florida, there is always a group of what I call asylum seekers who are literally risking their lives in boats, capsizing on a regular basis.
Crazy shit.
That's what I'm saying. And so they come to South Florida via, you know, Key West and Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And these are people who, again, they will get a one-bedroom apartment with 10 of them in a one-bedroom apartment. And every last one of them will go to a job. And they will work their asses off to give their children a better life. And then all of a sudden, one by one, they all start going to own homes and do all this stuff because that's what they came over here to do. And I think because I've seen that from a kid growing up, with seeing people crossing the border in South Florida specifically, risking their lives to give their children a better life. Like, I get it. There's a big, obviously, unhoused situation. And I could definitely understand where a lot of these residents are coming from. But at the same time, I just feel like, does the Texas government and other border states not have jurisdiction to control their own borders? Is it something that's on a federal level and not on a state level?
I feel like it's always been a state thing. I want to know number-wise what the difference is in terms of people coming in. Like, is it, I want to know, is it this like extremely different number in terms of people that are actually coming over? Like, are we just so overwhelmed? Because I don't know. I've always heard about people at the border, people coming up for years.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's like been so bad these last like 4 or 5 years.
I mean, yeah, I agree with you. It's kind of like the, with the COVID numbers, and Trump was like, well, just stop counting, stop testing.
Yeah. So I'm like, is this just like a, it was always bad and now it's just gotten to a point, like a backed up, what am I trying to say? Like,
backlog.
Like a milk bottle or something. Like, it was always just going to get bad, or are we having this influx of people and that's why it's so bad? What's going on?
I think, I don't know. I think it's a little bit of both. I think boomers are living longer, which means we don't have enough housing. Everything is more expensive. So then people aren't able to sustain enough. And I think it's, and the price of everything is going up everywhere. And so I think it's a bit of both, but I just don't understand how a state government does not have control over its borders. And if my thing is, you keep trying to send people away to other states and saying, well, Joe Biden needs to figure this out because he won't close the borders. Sir, if you have jurisdiction over the state borders, why don't you have a solution?
I'm wondering if it's because when Trump wanted to build the wall, he was the president building a wall in Texas. But so was that, did we allow him to do that? Or was that just his thing that he, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, please somebody help us in the comments understand the political part of this, because, and no, I don't want Hot Wheels in the comments.
Huh? Yeah, this is why I was not a poli sci major.
No, never wanted to be. But I just feel like, I just feel like one day, and because I saw a movie about this and, you know, apocalyptic.
I know exactly what's going to happen because I saw it on TV.
I'm telling you, I feel like one day we as a country are going to be begging Mexico to open their borders to us. And I hope they say no. I really do.
Oh, interesting.
Because remember the movie, was it Day After Tomorrow? Where the whole United States froze over, or the whole planet basically froze over, and everybody was migrating down to Mexico. and they overran the Mexican border, and they were like, hell no, I'm not coming up in here.
I need to get citizenship somewhere else.
I do too. Well, you know, you can get, if you're a black person, if you're African American, you can get dual citizenship for free in Ghana, Kenya, Nigeria, and there's one more. There's four different countries in Africa that you can get dual citizenship for.
I know. Wait, it's how African do I have to be?
That's a very good question.
Because I'm right there.
Well, we got your 23andMe results.
Yeah. I hope it's enough. It's a chunk. I'm a chunk.
You're at least 40%, so I think you should
be. At least.
And you're phenotypically black, so I think you'll pass.
That's what I'm saying. Put me in the sun for a little bit. I'll look even better.
Yeah.
I think in 2024, we should get our citizenship in Africa.
I agree.
Why not?
We just have to find out which country. Because I love Ghana. I have never been, but the pictures I see.
Boy, do I love it.
Yeah, but then you're 40-something percent Nigerian, right?
Uh-huh.
We got to visit both to see which one we want.
Yeah, we'll suss it out.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely going to Africa next year. We're definitely.
Yeah, we should do it. I'm down. Yeah.
And we're traveling more. I know I am. You traveled a lot. You've traveled enough for a lifetime, but I'm definitely traveling more in 2024.
Where's the first place you want to go?
I want to go to Tokyo.
Oh, Tokyo. I never thought you would say that. It's because really? It's clean. Is it because it's clean?
No, I just want to do Mario Kart. I'm kidding. I want to do that too, but no, I've always really wanted to go to Japan, but specifically Tokyo.
What are you going
to
eat over there?
Everything. I love you Japanese like food.
You like Japanese food?
Yeah, but I can do it without the seafood.
Isn't that all it is the seafood, no?
I mean, you could do a vegetarian, but just the vegetables and the rice and the noodles and stuff.
Well, Tokyo, fucking do it.
Yeah, I want to go to three places I want to go next year. That I want to go in 2024. Canada, Tokyo, and Ghana.
That's doable. We can do it.
Absolutely. We gotta take this ship to Africa. We gotta.
We have to. A pilgrimage, if you will.
Yes. And we're going to FAMU's homecoming this year as well, too.
Come on. We're waiting.
We're going. I've already made reservations. We're going.
Okay, perfect. I'll put it on my vision board.
Yes, definitely. And put it in your calendar, to your work calendar.
Okay, yeah, I'll put it in my calendar. Yeah,
I'll tell you the thing. Anything else we can talk about before we get out of here?
No, that's it. Happy New Year, everyone. It's going to be a great year. I can feel it. It's lucky. We're going to all have a good time.
We really are. Y'all be safe on New Year's and just the week of New Year's. Please don't do anything crazy. Stay in the house if you can, but be safe.
Protect your mental health and your body.
Absolutely. Don't be bogged down with other people's things. Just remember that you can control only what you can control. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control how you respond to their actions, and you can control yours. So, yeah.
Y'all remember to spread love.
Yes. Y'all make sure y'all have an amazing week on purpose in this new 2024. We love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us continually. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh.
Laugh your face off. Were we off that one again?
Yeah, because you keep delaying it. I don't know why you keep doing it.
How am I always delayed?
Because I think you like to do that. You do it too.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it one more time.
Okay. Remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh.
That's you.
It's not me.
Well,
you can. Okay, let's do it again. Spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off. See? That was you. That's you.
You know what? Happy New Year, everyone. Have a good fucking night.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.